Absolutely. And I'm really looking forward to coming and doing the show, you know, because I just know he, the feelings that I got, you know, that we're going to come there, Sam and I, my guide, and we're really, really, really going to show and prove to all those lovely people the existence of the world of spirit through my connections with their loved ones.
Now, at the show itself, Derek, how do you sort of decide who is going to receive the messages? How do you filter through that?
The medium doesn't decide, in actual fact. We wait, or the way I do my work, I wait for that spirit person to come into the atmosphere so I see them and I hopefully converse with them, and they will tell me. They will tell me where probably their loved one is in the audience, and I won't wait about. I will come right to them, even if there's a stage, I'll off that stage and come direct and say, I'd like to speak to you because I know I've got someone here that really, really wants to, you know, talk to you in their own way. I know maybe that you love them, you still love them, and then announce who it is. So that's the way it's done. I there's nothing, what's the word? I'm not morbid. My shows also, there's a lot of laughter because the anecdote, some of the spirit people will tell me to tell the loved one who's in the audience, and they will laugh also because they'll remember those particular things. That gives validation that I am actually speaking to that loved one that they thought they've lost and maybe never see ever again.
There will be some skeptics listening right now saying, you know what, this probably isn't for me, but there'll be somebody else tugging on their arm saying, come along and see the show. What would you say to those people?
Especially to the skeptics, I invite them along equally as much as the people who actually, you know, have belief in the work or semi-belief or even people sitting on the fence. Please, don't judge something until you've actually experienced it yourself. But I love the challenge of the skepticism. And honestly, since January, I couldn't count on my hands how many skeptical minds have stayed behind who said they've not believed in it, but wow, what they've just experienced. They've got to go away and think about it because, you know, whatever they've thought. And I love that. I love it. And I hope that the same thing happens after the show in Fungarola. I'll come out, see the audience afterwards, sign, have photographs. That's the way I am.
Derek, I've seen you a couple of times in the UK. I know that there's a whole range of emotions that go through the shows and always come away with a smile on our faces. And I'm absolutely certain that it'll be no different here on the Costa del Sol. Tickets are still available. CostaPromotions.com is the website. Derek Acora, it's been wonderful chatting to you today.
Thank you. It's been good talking to you.
And I can't wait to see you on the 12th of April.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.